Today's music begins with the Easter hymn, Joy Dawned Again on Easter Day on the Chimes. The same hymn appears again as a piano anthem later in the service. Next is the prelude, an organ setting of We Live by Faith and Not by Sight, the same hymn that will be sung after the sermon. While the text may be familiar, the tune may not be. Use the organ prelude and introduction of the hymn to familiarize yourself with the tune. The opening hymn, Yours is the Glory, is announced with a fanfare from the organ reeds, and the postlude, a majestic trumpet voluntary, sends us on our week as we continue through this joyous Easter season.
Thank you. As we prepare now to enter into worship, let me remind you that no matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, it is our deep desire here at St. John's United Church of Christ to meet you where you are and share God's love with you. Let me invite you to join me in taking a deep breath. Breathe in the strengthening, comforting, very real presence of our God, a God who is with us wherever we are. Hold on to that for a moment. And as you exhale, let go of all the baggage, the stuff that is weighing you down and distracting you, the stuff that might keep you from experiencing God in our midst. And join me as we reflect on our theme for today, which happens to be marks of faith. What marks you as a person of faith? Is it a cross that you wear? The church you attend? The holidays you celebrate? Or is a mark of faith more than these? It is easy to look and even sound like a person of faith. Just show up at the right events, use insider language when you talk so it sounds like you are one of the faithful, and of course, make sure others see you when you pray or make a generous contribution to the church. These, however, are not what I would call true marks of faith. Nail prints in hands, a pierced side, a forehead scarred by thorns, a back covered with welts after having been flogged. These are true marks of faith. Marks of faith come with a price and are exhibited by the way we live, by the choices we make, by our willingness to practice what we preach, live what we teach, and act on what we believe. Desiring to be a people who truly are people of faith and not just people who look like we are, we have chosen now to enter into worship, to encounter the one who is at the heart of our faith. And we do so in the name of God, Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. invite you now to join with me in praying our prayer of confession. The words are available on our website and Facebook page. If you do not have them within reach, not to worry. Join us in a spirit of prayer. Let us pray. Loving God, your Son Jesus showed us what true marks of faith look like. They are not skin deep, and they do not come without a price. Puncture wounds from nails being driven into tender flesh. Scars reminding those who dared to look that a crown of thorns once rested uncomfortably on his forehead. A large gash in his side where a spear had pierced him. And permanent marks on his back from the flogging he had received at the hands of guards following orders. Forgive us for thinking that our superficial signs of faith, as beautiful as they may be, are enough to mark us as faithful followers of your Son. Grant us courage to walk the walk and live what we believe, not in order to impress others, but to demonstrate our love for you and our gratitude for the sacrifice Jesus made so that we might experience life in abundance here and now, as well as for all time and eternity. This we pray in the name of our resurrected Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I will always remember a member of St. John's saying to me one day, "My favorite part of Sunday worship each week is when you speak the assurance of pardon. Knowing that I am forgiven is what I look forward to hearing each week." Do you realize what a priceless gift this is? We have a God who wipes our slate clean, who day in and day out gives us the opportunity to begin anew, another chance, a new life, a new opportunity. May we never take this priceless gift for granted. We are forgiven. Embrace those words. Share those words. Allow them to transform your life. Amen.
Our first scripture reading comes from Psalm 133. How very good and pleasant it is when kindred live together in unity. It is like the precious oil on the head, running down upon the beard, on the beard of Aaron, running down over the collar of his robes. It is like the dew of Hermon, which falls on the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord ordained his blessing, life forevermore. And our gospel reading is from the book of John, chapter 20, verses 19 through 31. When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." But Thomas, who was called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands, and put my finger in the mark of the nails and my hand in his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were shut, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe. Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through believing you may have life in his name. As always, I have a special message for our children and, of course, as always, our young at heart. How many of you have heard the expression, "I'll believe it when I see it"? Maybe some of you have even used that expression yourselves. We usually say those words when someone tells us something totally unbelievable, something that we doubt, something that we can't wrap our minds around or even imagine without the proof of actually seeing it with our own two eyes. I'll give you a kind of silly example. For my whole life, I have hated tomatoes. I pick them off and out of everything I eat. But recently, I got up the nerve to try them, and I made a dish with them in it, and I think that means I'm officially an adult now. Anyway, guess what? I liked them. And when I told my mom that I had actually enjoyed a tomato and planned to make it again, she said, you guessed it, "I'll believe it when I see it." Tomatoes aside, the truth is, we don't always have to be able to see things in order to believe that they happened or that they exist. I bet if you stopped to think, you could come up with some things that we can't see, but we still know are there. We can't see sound waves traveling through the air, but you can hear my voice right now. And when we hear a loud noise, we know that sound is real. We can't see the love that our parents and friends have for us, but we can feel their hugs, and we share their loving words, and we know that their love is real. We can't see the air moving all around us, but when the wind is blowing, we can feel the breeze on our skin, and we can see and even hear the things that it moves. I know we just celebrated Jesus coming back to life on Easter, and we talk about him being alive and among us. But the truth is, we can't really see Jesus, the real Jesus, in the flesh, can we? So my question is, how do we know he's real? That's a really tough question, isn't it? Today's gospel lesson from the book of John tells us the story of a disciple named Thomas, who heard about Jesus rising from the dead and responded with, "I'll believe it when I see it." You see, Jesus rose from the dead and appeared to the other disciples, but Thomas missed his appearance. He didn't see Jesus. Thomas just could not believe that Jesus was alive unless he could reach out and touch him. Now, Thomas often gets a bad reputation for being a doubter, but really, he's just being honest. It's hard to believe what we can't see, especially when it's something way more mind-blowing than me eating a tomato. So some days after Jesus rose from the dead, the disciples were together once again, and this time Thomas was with them. And suddenly Jesus appeared and told Thomas to touch the wounds in his hands and feel the wound in his side, and finally Thomas believed. Since Jesus had just died and been placed in a tomb, you can imagine how surprised and even scared the disciples were to see Jesus alive and standing right in front of them. The disciples seeing and even touching Jesus were able to believe that he had indeed risen from the dead. But believing gets a lot harder when we can't see or reach out and touch Jesus in the flesh. But you see, just like those sound waves we talked about earlier, and just like the love of friends and family, we can't see it, but we sure can feel and sense it. And this whole Easter season is really all about the fact that even though we can't see the person of Jesus, we can see the ways in which he is still very much alive and around us. We listen to what scripture writers say. We feel Jesus' love in our hearts, and we can see the way people's lives change, the way they become kinder and happier and more at peace when they invite Jesus along on their journeys. We can't say that we have seen Jesus with our own two eyes, but still, we believe. For your carryout connection activity this week, you're going to be making a wind chime out of a few simple objects. Our hope is that when you hang it up, it reminds you that the love of God and the life of Jesus is a lot like the wind that will blow your wind chime and make the bells ring. We cannot see it, but we can feel it and hear it, and most importantly, experience the effects and the power it has. Let's take time to pray together, and then we will end by praying our Lord's Prayer. Let's pray. Loving God, thank you for being alive and among us, not in the ways we expect, but in very real ways that we can feel and experience the effects of if we are paying attention. So help us to pay attention. Open our hearts to see you and sense you all around us, and to keep believing, even when we cannot see with our eyes. All of these things we pray in Christ's name, the one who taught us to pray, saying, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen."